Track 7. Continue walking west. As you walk, look across the street near 237 West 135th Street at the two small storefront churches, Little Widow's Mite and Faithful Workers. These are small churches located on street-level properties meant for stores. Harlem has been home to storefront churches like these since the early 1900s. Note them on your map. You may even want to take a picture or draw a quick sketch. We will discuss them a little later in the tour. Turn right on Frederick Douglass Boulevard and walk one block north. Turn right on 136th Street. As you turn onto the block, take note of the parking lot across the street on your left. In the 1920s, this was the site of the famous 267 House, a boarding house where such writers as Zora Neale Hurston and Wallace Thurman lived, along with others of the so-called radical wing of the Harlem Renaissance. You can walk along as you listen to this track and look at the houses. Stop when you reach the middle of the block. Can you tell that almost every house on this block was built at the same time and designed by the same architect? They are all basically the same size and shape, with different decorations. You can see blocks like this all over Harlem. New York's elevated train system was completed in the 1870s. The subways were finished in 1904. During these years, real estate developers bought empty land in Harlem and built rows and rows of brownstones and apartment buildings. They expected to make lots of money once the train lines were built. But because of economic downturns, the rich white buyers they hoped for never appeared. At the turn of the century, Harlem had streets and streets of beautiful empty houses and apartments. Walk to 238 West 136th Street. Pause the podcast and write down, photograph, or sketch two or three things about this building, or if you prefer, another one on this block, that show it was intended for wealthy residents. Be sure to mark the houses you sketch here on 136th Street and keep track of what is important to you in your annotations.